Amen. Well, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. We are so grateful and honored to have the opportunity to share the word of God. And it's always good to hear the word, because that's how your faith is built, by hearing the word. Amen. Amen. So we're going to build some faith tonight. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Anybody can stand a little faith building. Amen. 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 So on this evening, I want to talk about the goodness of the Lord. And I heard Bishop just talking about the goodness of the Lord. So I guess I'm right on time. Amen. And we always say that the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Don't you all know that there's never a time when God is not good? Never a time when he's not good. It may be times when we don't do what we're supposed to do. And then sometimes we look at God like, why you didn't do this, or why you didn't do that, or why you let this happen, and so forth. But that's not on him. That's on us. So there's never a time that God is not good. Never. Never. There's never a time when his grace isn't sufficient. Never a time. 2 Corinthians 12:9. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Classic Version. And it says, each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. The power of Christ can work through me. So there's never a time when his grace isn't sufficient for you, because his grace, the scripture says, is all that you need. I'm also going to read it from the Passion Translation. And it says, but he answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, for when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. When we're at our weakest moment, that's when we can tell that we got, when the strength is working. Amen. A lot of times when we're on go, you know, just on the go. I'm a prime example. If y'all look up on the go in the dictionary, you probably see my picture. Always got something somewhere to be, somebody to take care of, something to do. And I don't complain about it, but always on the go. But what if I don't feel good one day? And then I start to get better. When I'm on the go, I don't recognize the strength that I have or the strength that I need. But let me get a little weak, and then the strength comes, I can tell that there's strength there. So that's what the scripture's saying. He says that he works. He said, when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. So that's God's goodness working in us. So his grace is sufficient. So there's never a time where his grace isn't sufficient. There's never a time when his mercy isn't from everlasting to everlasting. Psalm 103:17 says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So it's not just unto me, but it's unto my seed. So it continues on. And that's what everlasting to everlasting means. It means it never stops. So as far as it can, when it started, that means it never ends. So his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. So no matter what I do, not that I purpose to go against the word, but sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we do. But that mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. So it covers everything in between. Amen. There's never a time when his blood doesn't redeem. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Never a time when his blood doesn't redeem. I mean, you're thankful for the blood. Amen. The blood that has redeemed us from the curse of the law, the blood that covers us and keeps us and protects us. There's never a time when the blood didn't work. Never a time. Amen. We can always plead the blood of Jesus. Say, never a time, because he's good. Amen. He is so good to us. Amen. There's never a time when his peace doesn't prevail. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. I'm going to read this one from the Amplified Version. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. It says, "You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that he is committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation." Go back to the beginning of that one again. I want to look at it again. He says he will keep you in perfect and constant peace. So there's never a time when his peace doesn't prevail if it's constant. It's not off and on. God's peace is not off and on. It doesn't come every other week. It doesn't come every other hour. It doesn't come every other year. God's peace is constant. And the only way that peace is constant, the scripture says, the one whose mind is steadfast. When something is steadfast, that means you got a goal and you don't get off track. So if your goal is to be at peace, that means you seek peace and you allow that constant peace to prevail in your life. So I don't look to the left to see what's going on over there. I don't look to the right to see what's going on over here. But I'm steadfast because I need peace. I need the peace of God to prevail. So when his peace is constant, it says the one who is committed and focused. If you're steadfast, you'll be focused. So we're not lollygagging around. Today I don't feel like peace gonna work for me, so I'll just be in turmoil. Maybe I'll pick up peace tomorrow. I'll pick up peace on my way to the grocery store. Maybe I'll find it on aisle 15 and go and purchase it. God's peace prevails. Peace that passes all understanding that he has given to us. Allow that peace to prevail in your life. It says in both inclination and in character. How many of you know your character speaks a whole lot louder than anything else? Your character will speak louder than the words that come from your mouth. So if my character says that I'm going to be at peace when I know I can act a plumb fool about this situation or that circumstance, I'll tell anybody they hadn't seen the real me until they mess with my children or my husband. But I keep that, I let them have peace. I put it like that. So your character can speak for you. So my character should be one that displays that I'm at peace, that I'm not going to let everything and anybody trouble me. I have to work on me because I can get a little hot real quick sometimes. My husband is very good about taking a step back and thinking and analyzing. I ain't made it quite there yet. I do it afterwards, you know, after I have my little moment, then I think about it, you know, I could have done it this way. It would have been a little bit better. A lot of times I don't say anything, you know, because I know if I say something, then it probably won't come out the right way that it needs to be, you know, at peace.